Grand Parade Investments' decision to exit its loss-making food businesses has given it a boost, helping the group improve profit and reduce debt during the interim period. Headline earnings more than doubled to 44 million rand, and it managed to reduce debt by 53% to 264 million rand. Joining me on the line now is CEO Mohsen Tajbhai. Mohsen, thanks so much for your time this evening. So it's been quite a period of rejig for Grand Parade, refocus over the interim period. To what extent has your repositioning started to pay off?
Hi, Alicia. Good evening to your listeners. Thanks for having me on your show. Yes, I mean, so our strategy, our refocus to reduce debt and improve profitability is beginning to pay off. I think over the period, we've seen a real improvement in our bottom line earnings. I think partly due to the performance of Burger King, but in particular as well, I think reducing debt has kind of put us in a very, very favorable position.
Yeah. I want to look at this plan because it's been a strategic plan which has been aimed at, as you say, reducing debt, increasing efficiency, improving overall profitability for the group. Mohsen, what still stands within your portfolio? What do you currently own?
Yeah, so as it stands, I mean, we've recently signed a binding offer to sell our equity in Burger King.
Yeah.
And preceding that, we entered into agreement to sell our slots business to Sun International. And what's left now, after slots and Burger King would be Sun West. And in deliberating over the Burger King offer, the board, looked at various strategic options and, decided that the best way for the group would be to unlock the inherent discount that lies in the group through a controlled sale of assets. So what's left at the moment is our property assets, which are valued at around 200 million. And we've got our 15.1% interest in Sun West and Worcester Casino. And we also have, we also own Mac Brothers, which is a catering equipment supplier, which hasn't had a very good 6 months.
Okay, this is all key because, like you say, Burger King South Africa generated over this period impressive top-line growth with a 27.5% increase in revenue. We've had a 7.8% increase in same-store sales as well. So with that now off your books, what kind of earnings picture are we potentially looking at moving forward?
So I think that the play is not an earnings play with the current strategy. Well, we've got to look at the inherent value of our existing assets. The group will now kind of, implement a strategy to unlock that value that lies within the group through a controlled sale. So we're not looking at forecasted earnings, but rather looking at what value we can unlock through the sale of our existing assets.
Okay, and what kind of timeline have you pegged out?
So the timeline is between 18 to 24 months. We're still on track to be able to execute the controlled sale within that time period.
What kind of interest? I mean, when it comes to markets right now, everything seems to be in a state of limbo with just so many X factors in play. And key amongst them is what the global economic growth scenario is going to look like, never mind the local one. What kind of interest or appetite is out there from the buying side of things?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously we've been hit with a few curveballs and it will have an impact on us implementing our strategy. However, I think that we're in a really good position to be able to see this through. My feeling is that the current situation that we're in is I think hopefully will be a short term, anywhere between 3 to 6 months, and we'd be able to ride out any kind of negative impact within that period, and then hopefully we'll start to see things starting getting back to normal, and that demand will be there for our assets.
This way, Sun West's headline earnings contribution was down by 4% compared to the prior period. What kind of activity, Mohsen, are you seeing in that space? And just, how rapid has that rate of decline been?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, with the low growth economy, the casinos have suffered. Over the last 6 months, we've seen a 4% decline. It's too early to tell what the impact of the coronavirus will be on the casino assets. Like I said, hopefully that's short-lived. But, I mean, if we look at Sun's numbers now, it looks like things were beginning to pick up. Yes, now obviously got the coronavirus to take into account, but hopefully once this has passed, we'll start to see an improvement. Hopefully, start to see a little bit of growth coming through in the next year.
Mohsen, you've of course clearly spelt out what your strategy is. I've got to ask though, no chances of Grand Parade Investments starting to venture into any random venture avenues at this stage?
No, I think we're quite focused in implementing the strategy, and we're moving ahead, and there won't be any deviations. I don't think we're looking at going into any other random investments at this stage. We're focused. We are implementing this controlled sale of assets and unlocking value for all of our shareholders.
Let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Mohsen, for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the CEO of Grand Parade Investments, Mohsen Tajbhai.